Yo, I say, what's up, everybody? Thank God it's Friday. I said, thank God it's Friday, yo. I'm so happy. Woo! May is starting off real good, ladies and gentlemen. It's a sunny day out here in Los Angeles, California. It's your girl, Miss Prissy, a.k.a. the Queen of Crump, the Queen of Buck, the Queen of the blah, 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 blah. And that's it. Yo, we're going to jump straight into it this morning. What's the hot topic of the week right now, ladies and gentlemen? Yup, I'm going to join the bandwagon, but create my own wagon. Bang, Kanye West.
Wake up, Mr. West.
I'm going to have to say it to you, bruh. Wake up, Mr. West. I don't know. You looking like old boy from Get Out right now. I don't know what's going on. If nobody's going to tell you, I'm going to tell you. Everybody is sitting here making memes, you know, poking fun at his ignorance. And that's so just, that's just not the way to go about it. Like, that's not the way. That's how ignorance keeps rising in the black community, because instead of fixing the problem, we make fun of it. That's the problem. Okay. So when I saw the whole 45 minutes of the TMZ video of Kanye West's interview, I was agreeing with him on a lot of points, but some of them I just couldn't relate. I hear you, Kanye. Free thought is beautiful. It's amazing. It's what's allowing me to give this podcast right now. Free thought should be heavily forced down the throats of so many of us in the black community, because we are afraid to think for ourselves. Now, I agree with him on that wholeheartedly. But see, I'm gonna hit you with that red flag that everybody else been hitting you with. Kanye, yo, what's your problem, bruh? You really think our ancestors chose to be slaves? You think that when that boat pulled up on the Ivory Coast, that they were like, all right, come on this boat. We castrate the men, we rape the women, and we'll sell your children. Come on down. I don't think people were grabbing raffle tickets to get on the Amistad. I really don't think that's what was happening. I really think what was happening is that we were being taken. Yes, taken, okay? People like to say, oh, black people, you guys are always talking about how you were enslaved. Your own people were enslaving you. Wrong. We were house servants, and our slavery did not include killing our people and castrating our men and raping our women and selling our children. What it did include is you can work for the king or queen of whatever country was reigning at the time, and in return, we give you house and board and education, clean our homes, take care of our children. But in return, you see, in African culture, we've always been about a strong barter. A strong barter. Now, see, what they did, they lied to us about the barter. They thought that they were probably getting on that boat to go and help, you know, these people get their lives together. But in actuality, they turned into worker mules. It was insane. Could you imagine being like enslaved for over 400 years? And it's even longer than that, because there's so much slavery that's off the record. But that's neither here nor there. I don't think that we should be, you know, chastising Kanye. I don't think that we should be making fun of him. That's not the way to go about it. In the black community, we always do that. Instead of educating, we do what? We point fingers, we play the dozens with each other, and that's gotta stop. I think Kanye, forgive me, you may agree or disagree, but I think Kanye need to go hang out with old girl Rachel that was posing, being a black woman in the NAACP, yo. Like, I think that she could teach him more on black rights, black culture, black influence than probably a lot of people in the black community. I was watching her documentary last night, and although I am appalled that this woman would walk around and pretend to be an African-American woman, I was also taken back and also like, wow, you really think highly of us that you would go around parading yourself as one of us. And the cool part about it is that you took that energy of quote unquote, feeling black to actually go and make a difference in the black community. Now, you guys can poke fun at her at all you want. There are so many white girls out there right now wearing individuals, tanning and dating our black men, okay? And they aren't trying to do anything for the black community. She was doing things for the black community. She's raising two black sons. Regardless of the mental chemical imbalance that's going on upstairs, she meant well and she never brought harm to the community. I know that she was trying to sue Howard University because they wouldn't let her in because she was white. I mean, she really felt a connection to black culture, black people. And now knowing her story of her being abused by her mother and father, of them not understanding her will to give so freely to the African-American race, I mean, I could clearly see why she latched on to our culture. I mean, come on, the whole world does it. Stop it, okay? I've gone to Japan and seen a hip-hop museum with Run DMC's first turntables. They don't even have that in New York City where hip-hop was birthed, okay? So don't sit here and get upset at Rachel, okay? I'm kind of shook that she was able to get away with that for 5 years, but hey, Kanye, I don't know what's going on with you, bruh. I really don't know. Like, I feel like you're one of those characters in the movie Get Out. We got to get to you, bruh. We got to get to you. I've been seeing all these interviews of Will.i.am talking about, you know, his grandmother, great-great-grandmother being a slave, and that wasn't by choice. It was by circumstance. I saw T.I. doing a record with him and saying, you know, he's all about numbers. And it's just like, wow, like, those are two different perspectives that make perfectly good sense. But at the same time, what we're missing is that Kanye needs to be educated, not humiliated. He needs to be educated. Simple as that. Somewhere along the way, he has lost his way, and we got to get him back on track. African people, don't ridicule our brother. Grab him, bring him to the wayside and get his mind right. I'd like to see Snoop Dogg sit down and talk to Kanye about a black revolution. I want to see Jay-Z, no matter how much beef y'all got going on, if y'all really cared about black culture and you know this man has an influence and an impact on our community, go talk to this man. This is when your brotherhood should kick in. This is when, you know, everybody wants to get on him. Oh, it's the Kardashians that are doing it to him. I don't really think it's the Kardashians. What I really think it is success. And at certain pinnacles of success, layers of you disappear. Now, I can say that because I've been in entertainment since I was 6 years old. And what I have noticed is that certain parts of me were not accepted. And in order for me to advance to the next level, I had to shed those certain layers of me. And I wasn't willing to do that. And so I stepped away from entertainment and got my hands into my other creative bag. So just think about all of the stuff that Kanye has probably had to go through on his climb to success. You know, him putting out a successful clothing line and shoes, topping Nike. You know how many people were probably coming at his head. Let's not forget. Let's not forget, okay? He openly admitted that social media and the power of society made him question his appearance to the point where he went and got liposuction. Now, let's think about that, okay? You are trying to tell me that social media does not have an impact on human beings day to day? Absolutely. Why do you think in certain countries there are restrictions on certain apps that those people can't even download? Period. Because they don't want that technology ruining the minds of the people in their country. Now, see, what I've noticed in the colonized states of America is that we allow social media and society to dictate our thoughts. We are not free thinkers. We are not. Some of us, ding, 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 I am. I can't speak for the rest of you, but most of us are not free thinkers. In that moment, Kanye was not a free thinker. In that moment, he was allowing society to dictate how he should look at himself, to dictate how he should feel about himself. That is really insane. Like, if you really think about that, that's insane. He went and got liposuction, yo. And I'm quite sure Kardashians, they was right there like, oh, Kanye, you should just do this. It's going to make you feel so much better. Because that's what they do. And that's his wife. That's his family now. And he is influenced by what he's surrounded with, ladies and gentlemen. He also openly admitted that they put him on opioids. Now, we all know the effects of pharmaceuticals on human life. Pharmaceuticals work hand in hand with the government. I don't know who's been telling you anything different, but this is the truth, okay? They screw up the food. This is the FDA. They screw up the food so that you can go to the pharmaceuticals, who is controlled by the government. You see that nice recycle situation that they're putting mankind in? It's insane. So what did they do? They jacked up Kanye mentally. They jacked him up. They're sitting here giving him all these drugs to deal with the pain of having liposuction that he went and got because of his subconscious telling him, oh, people are going to talk about you like how they did with Rob. Look at this idol that you guys are looking up to. Look it. He is dealing with real life issues, low self-esteem, all of that. He is man just like we are man. He bleeds just like we bleed. So I made this podcast today not to sit here and jump on the Kanye West beat down bandwagon, but jump on the bandwagon of let's fix our brother. Let's not sit here and ridicule him any longer. Snoop Dogg, Will.i.am, T.I., Jay-Z, all you conscious or claim to be conscious black men, don't take this time to ridicule him. Take this time to get in that man's inbox. Y'all probably got private jets and all kind of stuff to get access to him. Reach for him. Educate him. He is raising black children, whether he likes it or not. When those kids step into a school, those bell pepper noses and those plump lips will be identified as African descent. So somebody better get in his head now before the actions that he is displaying now screw up the future for his children. Yes, I'm saying it. If Black Lives Matter, let's not throw Ye under the bus. I'm still a fan, Ye. I'm still a fan, but I'm not a fan of your ignorance. And if I had access to you, bruh, I'd throw books at you like crazy. I sit down and get in your mental like crazy. Like crazy. Black people, if you listening this morning, wake up. Wake up. Stop hitting snooze and wake up. We got a lot of Kanyes in our community. And instead of ridiculing them, we need to be educating them. That's all I got for y'all this Friday. And I'm out.
Peace.